We go to Las Vegas for entertainment news. Cindy Perlman Gaber, and here's a new reason to visit London. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Definitely a reason to book that trip across the pond. The Beatles are getting back to where they once belonged. Fans can come along too, because in 2027, the world's first official fan experience is set to open in London's Savile Row, home to the band's infamous 1969 rooftop final concert. And Apple Corps yesterday announced that they'll be returning to 3 Savile Row specifically in the heart of London's Mayfair district for a fan experience and museum. For the past many decades, fans have gathered outside of this place, but now you're going to be able to come in. There'll be 7 floors in this Georgian townhouse packed with never-before-seen materials from the Beatles, their archives, rotating exhibits, a fan store, and also you'll get to see the original studio where Let It Be in 1970 was recorded. How cool is all that?
Yeah, the rooftop is going to be open. That's going to be a top tourist attraction. Now, did I read that Paul McCartney bought that building? Did we hear anything about that?
I think he bought it and Apple Corps owns it and runs it. And I think he's spent time there. I'm not sure for the new album if he's done anything there, but it does have a real recording studio still inside.
Larry David is up to a couple of things now. And one of the projects, I guess, attached to his name is something that he wrote but never did anything with. Is that right?
This is such a weird story, Bob. In 1980, Larry David wrote a script called Prognosis Negative. It's about a man named Leo Black. He's incapable of committing to a woman. Then he discovers an ex-girlfriend is dying, and he decides it'd be a great idea to rekindle their relationship because she won't be around for much longer. Does that sound like Larry David
yeah,
or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So this has just sat in his drawer all these years, one of these unproduced great scripts. Somewhere, somehow, someone got a hold of it, put it on eBay, someone bought it and released parts of it. And it's a really funny, wonderful script. And Larry David hasn't really commented if he's upset or not. But diehard Seinfeld fans will know that this script has been mentioned in a few different Seinfelds as a movie that Jerry and everyone's going to see. They're like, let's go see Prognosis Negative tonight. So it was a recurring joke on Seinfeld. And you know how Hollywood's so weird. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw this get some traction now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. Every day we talk about prequels, sequels, reboots, and today it's A Quiet Place 3. Tell us about this.
Yes, a movie where you better silence that cell phone for real. But cameras have started to roll in New York City for The Quiet Place number 3. And hard to imagine you could find any quiet in the Big Apple, but John Krasinski is returning as the writer, director, and producer of Part 3. They even know the release date, July 30th, 2027. And, of course, Emily Blunt, his wife, is reprising her role as Evelyn Abbott. The two kids are back. The fabulous Millicent Simmons and Noah Jupe. And Cillian Murphy is back as Emmett. So a lot of people from Part 1 are back, and it'll be interesting how to silence a whole city.
Recently, there was a bidding war, and Netflix won. What do they have?
They have the next project from Sarah Treem. Sarah Treem's this great producer, writer. She did the show The Affair. I don't know if you ever saw that many years ago. The Affair is a great show. It's on streaming. Mm-hmm. But this is a little different. It's going to be Claire Danes in a romantic drama about a breast cancer surgeon who faces her own cancer diagnosis at the same time she's falling in love. So that sounds like really good bones for a drama. And they're calling it a romantic epic with the themes of love, cancer, and mortality, focusing on a doctor who becomes a patient herself.
Game show news today, and this is something that Jimmy Fallon is going to produce, isn't it?
You know, I don't know if you play Wordle every night. We do. Do you guys play?
Marianne does. Yeah, I watch her, but that's about all I do.
Well, tell her even the Pope plays it every night, too.
Yeah, I know.
But Wordle's such a huge phenomenon, and now it's coming to TV as a game show. And who will host? 5 letters, S-A-V-V-Y. Savannah Guthrie is the host. produced by Jimmy Fallon. And you have to have a start word for Wordle, your first five-letter word. Fallon says his is ocean. Savannah says hers is share. So those are good ones to try tonight.
Yeah, I'm the only one in the world who is not playing Wordle. Finally, we have a bee attack. And the bees attacked a celebrity, didn't they?
I mean, how dare they, Bob, right? I mean, yeah. Don't they know that this was Kevin Bacon out for a nice Mother's Day walk with his wife and his daughter, Sosie Bacon? She's an actress, too, now. And he said they ran into a beehive in California. And Kevin said, quote, they went full on after me. And I guess he said he was like, please, bees, don't you like my work? Didn't you like Footloose? What's happening here? And he said the theme was, let's attack Kevin Bacon. And they went up under his shirt. Can you imagine?
Ouch.
And started stinging him. He said he's not allergic, which is great. And the best part is the family has a video that we know will be shown till the end of time, right? If you get your dad like that, you're showing that every year on Father's Day.
No doubt. You know what? If you want to see a great Kevin Bacon movie, this may have been his first film, certainly one of the first. Did you ever see The Big Picture? It's such a great little movie with Kevin Bacon. It's all about Hollywood and all the problems a young aspiring director has trying to make his first movie. The Big Picture.
He stood in everything, even that movie, The River Wild, remember, with Meryl Streep when they're on the river and Kevin Bacon, mm-hmm. even makes a good bad guy.
Yeah, yep. And one more thing, just breaking this morning, Paramount and Warner Music teaming up for movies about artists and songwriters. This sounds like a nice project. What do you think?
This is huge, and it's thanks to Michael Jackson, which has earned $450 million at the global box office for Michael. So now, all of a sudden, Paramount Pictures and Warner Music have partnered in a multi-year first-look deal to produce theatrical films based on music icons. And if you look at Warner's list, these are the legends that might be up. Cher, Phil Collins, Bowie, Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, Aretha, Madonna, Joni Mitchell, Frank Sinatra, Coldplay, even Dua Lipa, and Bruno Mars. And they said one thing is they are not going to do unauthorized. It's going to be authorized, either working with the estate or it'll be working with the person who's alive. But the cool thing is the music rights, instead of them floundering around for that as they usually do, you have the music rights right there. So those could be some great movies.
So will these be documentaries or
no?
Or not?
I think it's going to go as in the direction of Michael. They're going to be more of theatrical releases like the Bruce Springsteen was, like the Freddie Mercury was. So, I think since they have the music, for once, they're not going to have the actors try to sing it, which might be a good way to go.
Yep, should be. Cindy Perlman-Gabriel in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.